This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, at 7 after the hour, we are back in the fold on the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen in Washington. Let's see, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, so am I, and Victoria's in New York City. We'll be focusing on one of the things that February is known for, other than Black History Month and President's Month and Canned Food Month and Violence Awareness Month. It's
and my
heart
birthday.
Health. Who's your what?
And my birthday.
Month. Yes, exactly. All right, heart health, a focus as we move along here. 99% of the people report to us that they like it when we do people in the news. So let's see if we can take on a few of the cases. I heard you ladies talking about Kim Cattrall and how she has, for a long time, been upset with Sarah Jessica Parker. She's a mean girl, apparently, whatever that means. But as I understand it, Kim Cattrall's brother died. And so Sarah Jessica Parker sent condolences. Kim Cattrall told her where she could stick her condolences.
Pretty much.
Basically. Yeah. Why? What is the what does it mean? She accused Parker of being a mean girl. What does that mean?
What's that references the movie Mean Girls, and that's a Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams movie. It's basically girls being bullies. So that's where that phrase kind of comes from. But there were always rumors on the set of Sex and the City that there was tension between Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker. It was, at the time, it wasn't described as personality conflicts. It was because Sarah Jessica was the only one of the four women who actually had executive producer credit. And so
wasn't it sure her idea?
No. It was Candace Bushnell was based on her novel. But Sarah Jessica had the executive producer credit, which meant she was paid more on the scale of the hierarchy of how things go in Hollywood. And so she made more money than the other three women. And Kim Cattrall had always said, all four of us are integral to this story, so we all should be paid equally. I think eventually towards the end of the series, they were paid equally. And so that's kind of where a lot of it started, I think. And then in recent interviews, Kim Cattrall was blamed for being a diva, and that's why there was no Sex in the City 3 movie. And she basically said, that's not true. I have said my character has had everything happen to her. What else could we possibly do? I think the story's over. And it was really sort of, that was sort of the end of it. But people, Sex in the City fans, have just not let it die. And it's become this big thing, and now it turns out, I guess, that Kim said that she and Sarah Jessica were never actually friends, they were just colleagues, which is fine. You're not always lucky to be friends with everyone you work with, but it keeps going and going. And so now with Kim Cattrall's brother dying, Sarah Jessica apparently put out a message on Instagram or Twitter sending condolences, and like you said, Doug, Kim Cattrall wrote back and said, you can stick your condolences.
I'm with being someone who watches body language and kind of, I don't know why I get this, but I think Sarah Jessica Parker may be, if there's a right and a wrong side on this, Kim Cattrall may be a little too. Although the other ladies, what are they saying? What's Nixon saying?
Yeah, that's always a good tell. Have they got involved with this at all? I haven't heard about them getting involved.
I haven't heard them say anything other than Cynthia Nixon extended her condolences to Kim Cattrall, and Kim Cattrall wrote back on social media, thank you so much, and it was so nice to hear from you. So they're obviously okay. So I think this just seems to be a beef between Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica.
Yeah, but what do you think of Kim Cattrall, really?
I spent an hour with her once she was on my show, and she could not have been lovelier, and I came away with such a wonderful feeling. She also happened to be, for a brief moment in time, she was the stepmother of a friend of mine, and my friend loved her and spent a lot of time with her, and she's just the impression I got and the impression that my friend had of being around her a lot was that she's just very down to earth. She's no pretense. When she came into the show, when I was on Sirius XM, she had no makeup on, and that she took pictures with everyone who wanted to, that it never happens because we had so many celebrities say, well, no, I'm not camera ready, so they wouldn't take pictures with people, and mm-hmm. she was the opposite. And I don't know. I got a great vibe from her. I always kind of thought that Sarah Jessica might think she's a little better than,
really?
You know,
okay.
too big for
so
her
I
britches.
I might be wrong. I could be wrong, yeah.
But then again, that's Lewis's girlfriend now, so I don't know. Yeah, we're in two sides of this. This is a family argument now. He spent time with SJ, as she said to call him.
SJ.
Yes,
yeah.
And he loved her, and she shops at regular food stores, and so he loved her. So I don't know.
It's really funny how you get... I remember being in the studio at Radio America, where Kara is, our originating network, one day, and Rich wanted me to have a picture with Laura Ingraham, who was in the other studio. And so her staff had come in, or somebody on her staff said, yeah, let's get a picture. And so we went in there, and Laura said, no, I don't have my makeup on. No, we can't have a picture.
That's very typical.
That's the thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't have any makeup
on
either, and I wasn't too concerned about it.
Yeah, but with social media now, and people tear you apart, and they're looking for a weakness, and then they've got Laura Ingraham, who says pretty crazy things. You know, they tear you up.
Right. Rip it apart. All right. Let's see here. We've got, as I said, a focus on your heart health to pursue in a matter of moments here. So if you're cooking breakfast, wait a minute. Hold on. We've got an idea or two or three or four that will be very useful for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and your heart right after this.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-215-1792. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-215-1792. 1-800-215-1792. 1-800-215-1792.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 16 after the hour, DJV time, we're going to invite in Dr. Tia Raines, who's the executive director of the Egg Nutrition Center, Eggs and Heart Health, because February is American Heart Month. I wonder how many of you actually think about eggs in that way, or how many of you actually are thinking about your heart. Do you give it, you know, this is the most important organ in your body other than your brain, and if you don't give it, if you give it short shrift, you're going to have a problem, and it won't take long for it to develop. If you're abusing your body, you're abusing your heart. And here's one of the great ways to sort of fix that, the eggs and the story behind eggs. I don't know if there's a big story here or not. I wonder, Dr. Raines, about making a big deal out of eggs. Eggs are eggs, and they're good for you. I mean, that may be all we have to say, right?
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I think that's great. I hope I can tell you why they're good for you.
Well, okay, it was nice having you here. Thank you. Yes. Well, let's talk about it. I'm a farm guy, and so chickens go a long way in my wheelhouse to not being important on the farm, but they are important to our health. And so there's a whole thing now, the way eggs come about and chickens are raised. That's not really the focus here. What we want to do is get into the evidence department and find out what about new. Is there a difference between an egg that is organic or not organic? Because that'll be a question that most people ask. Is it better to buy, if we're going to buy eggs and we're going to agree that they're good for your heart and lots of other things, does it make sense to be looking for organic eggs? Because sometimes it makes sense to do organic and sometimes it doesn't.
I think that's a personal choice, because from the nutrition side of things, organic eggs, brown eggs, white eggs, they're all the same. They all have the same 13 vitamins and minerals. They all have 6 grams of protein in a large egg. The only exception to that rule is the ones that are nutritionally enhanced. And those eggs are, those hens were fed a very specific type of feed that increases the level of vitamin D and vitamin E and some other different nutrients.
All right, let's talk about the yolk and the non, what is the white around the yolk called? I forget. What are we, the two different
the
components?
Yep.
It's the egg white, right?
Yep.
That's
the white.
Not,
yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a difference in the value of one part of the egg to the other?
Yeah, most of the nutrients, all the good stuff that affects your health, like the choline that's important for your brain and the carotenoids, the yellow compound in the yolk that's also important for your brain and your eyes, they're all in the yolk. So when you toss the yolk, you're really throwing away most of the nutrition of that egg. What's in the white is about two-thirds of the protein and then a few other vitamins that aren't as essential to our health as those that are found in the yolk.
It's important for mothers, and would you explain as a doctor why it is important for mothers to eat eggs?
It's so important for mothers to eat eggs, and we're learning more about that every day. Eggs have this choline, which for years we didn't really understand what it does, but it's super important for helping a developing brain in the fetus to make those neural connections so that that child will be set up for optimal learning. And we just learned in the last month a study that showed that mothers that were exposed to greater levels of choline during pregnancy, their infants actually showed improved brain processing at a year old. So that's important to know.
Yeah, one of the things that is a big focus of my doctors is vitamin D. And I noticed that eggs have a large portion or are very important for those who want to get natural vitamin D. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the only source of natural vitamin D in the diet besides mushrooms. Some mushrooms have vitamin D, but it's an important source, especially this time of year. For those of us that live in northern climates, we're not exposed to a lot of vitamin D.
Who would have thought those little chickens running around had all this good stuff in them, and they're laying them in the eggs? Vitamin E,
yes.
A, right? All these sorts of things?
Yep.
Vitamins that you can't pronounce?
Yeah, a lot of them. And then that lutein that I mentioned, that which is what gives that yolk the golden color, we're learning that that's not only important for your eyes, helps protect against blue light. So all these people with screens, iPhones, iPads in their faces, that's an important part of keeping the eye safe, is that colored compound that we get from the egg yolk.
Lutein is a great way to keep the body, or to sort of make the body resilient, to refurbish. If you've exercised a lot and you want to recover, lutein is good for that as well. All right, so February is Heart Month. If you are interested in using the incredible edible egg, go to incredibleegg.org. A good reminder from Dr. Tia Raines here at 21 After the Hour.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, and a focus on another wannabe, the Hadid family, most notably Gigi Hadid. She must be a cousin to the Kardashians. That's what I get out of all of this.
Not related.
Yeah, no. Well,
but
only
she's not a
wannabe.
She is one of the biggest supermodels on the planet right now. So, oh yeah.
Okay.
What's the difference between Gigi and Bella? Is Bella, what does Bella do?
Bella's also a model, but just not at that level that Gigi's
got it.
At.
So yeah. Gigi, okay. So she's the one. All right.
Yeah.
She's the mouse.
Okay. So the music we just had there was Gigi Hadid's boyfriend.
Yeah, Zayn, mm-hmm. Zayn Malik, who used to be in One Direction. They've been dating for a while. She was in the video for Pillow Talk. So.
Mm-hmm.
Very relevant.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway.
Look at the character. It's all juicy and glowing. She's like,
yeah, she loves this stuff.
One Direction. Oh, my God. I just
okay,
like
so.
To. Doug doesn't know anything about it, so I like to make it a little juicy.
Yeah, of course you do. She has Hashimoto disease, which is a problem with people who have an underactive thyroid condition. That's nothing to laugh at. Is that why she's so skinny?
Well, it's, no, she, now, we have to say, she has lost weight.
Put things
weight.
Into context. Yeah.
She has lost weight. Now, she was never, ever, ever in danger of being overweight. But, apparently, she's been getting a lot of flack lately from body shamers saying that she's too thin. And so she put this out on social media saying, okay, everyone, no one should be talking about my weight. It's a personal thing. And then she disclosed that she had Hashimoto disease and that she had gone through all sorts of treatments to get her thyroid working correctly. She went through a holistic medical trial as well, and it helped get her thyroid levels back in balance. And what that did was it helped her lose a little bit of weight. She was retaining water, and she basically has thinned out a little bit. And so that's where all of the criticism has come from. People are saying that she's too thin, and she said, actually, even though technically I am thinner now, I'm actually healthier than I was before. So... She's basically trying to say, like, as Kara often tries to remind you, thin people don't necessarily, you know, they're not unhealthy. It's just
she would
like
be
some
somebody
people
I would
look,
I would say she needs a hamburger. Probably, right.
So, but some people who, you know, like Ashley Graham, who some people could consider overweight, she is completely healthy and is a champion for body styles and body types of all shapes and sizes actually being healthy. And so you can't judge someone by how they look, and you can't judge their health.
She's got great legs. All right, let's get to... from the musical world, Daryl Singletary, a story of his life, Jennifer, because he's passed away. He's only 46.
Yeah, this was shocking. Really, yesterday morning, after we got off the air, I saw some messages on Twitter from some big country stars like Neil McCoy and Travis Tritt paying tribute to Daryl Singletary, who back in the 90s was a pretty big deal. He was part of that big late 90s country movement, early 2000s. Probably his best song, I think his most popular song, is Too Much Fun, and he had 6 albums. He just most recently did a bluegrass album. I hadn't heard much about it, admittedly, but it's a shock that at 46 with 4 young kids and no indications that there was anything going on with him, he just passed away. Just sad stuff, a big loss for the country world.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think
right,
that
so
drugs are involved, maybe? Do we know?
I'd be shocked. I mean, that's always a possibility, but that I would be shocked to find that out. He seemed to be pretty much on the straight and narrow. So
he performed Saturday night in Lafayette, Louisiana. Yeah. So it wasn't like
and
he was
nothing
sick.
Nobody seemed to think anything was wrong.
Yeah. Pretty sad. 28 past the hour here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen. There is, for your listening and dancing pleasure, in this hour, conversation from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, more people in the news. Vanessa Trump, who is President Trump's daughter-in-law, opened a letter containing an unknown substance. It was addressed to the president's son, Donald. The New York Police Department handled this. The letter was sent from Boston to their Manhattan apartment. How do people know? Is it easy to find addresses? I found somebody the other day. I was noticing when I Googled somebody for something, I found their home address. Is it that easy to find somebody's home address?
If you're really looking for it, you can find it. I thought they lived in Trump Tower, but I guess they live in her apartment, which is where this letter was sent. But there is a process in place. There's like a three-week thing. And this goes for any, I would imagine, even probably past presidents, too, where they go through the mail and they scan it to make sure that there's nothing weird in there. And somehow this still made it through all that extra scrutiny. So I can't imagine opening up the mail and having that powder fall out on you. That must be so frightening. Not because you want to think the worst, but just because you think, gosh, I just opened the mail and is my whole life going to change? It's just crazy. They had to bring in hazmat.
Yeah. And it could be something as simple as pancake batter, but it's just anything like that. The attempt is to scare somebody.
Sure.
I think it's harder and harder to get a hold of these things now since the anthrax scare of about, what, 10, 15 years ago? How far back does that go, the anthrax thing?
Gosh, didn't that start right around post 9/11?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, right. So anyway, everybody's okay, but it's just something that... It is. It's. It would be. You wouldn't want it happening to you. You wouldn't want to open up an envelope, put yourself in her place or anybody's place, and
was
think.
It, I think it was addressed to Don Jr. Right?
It was.
She opened it.
She opened it. Yeah.
Ah, yes. The people, the practical folks who live in Beantown.
Well,
here is
again.
The latest on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle revealing yet more details of their upcoming wedding on the 19th of May at 12 noon in St. George's Chapel in Windsor. The prince has a special connection there, apparently. He grew up going to school across the river and would walk here to have tea with his grandmother, the Queen. So there's going to be a two-mile procession. They'll be in the horse-drawn carriages. And what else do we... Is there an insatiable need or desire to have something new every day coming from the royal couple about their wedding? Is this is going to be a pregnancy watch to see where the bump is?
Oh, I'm sure as soon as they're married, that's going to be...
Why wait?
She's
they've been living
before.
Together.
I know.
Yeah.
That's a scandal waiting to happen.
Well, I think one of the nice things that they broke with tradition, the wedding is on a Saturday instead of the traditional Friday, and they said they wanted to do that on a Saturday so more of the public could actually participate and be there to, you know, watch them go by in the carriage and everything. And that seems to be kind of indicative of who they are as a couple. So I thought that was really kind of sweet to think about the public's interest in all this.
You know what's funny, though, is so I think, I don't know what day of the week, I think Kate Middleton and William got married on a weekday, but I'm pretty sure they get bank holidays if there is a wedding. So at least that's what I had heard. So when they were first announcing the date, people were really mad because they didn't get an extra holiday because it was already on a Saturday.
But you know what the most horrifying news about this is? No kiss on the balcony at Buckingham Palace because they're going to go. They have to run right to several receptions, so there'll be no time for kissing.
Oh, man.
I don't know the answer to this, but did Fergie and Prince Andrew, did they go to the balcony on Buckingham Palace, or is that just the Crown Prince is the one who does that?
From what I hear about Fergie and Prince Andrew, they were looking to get into a closet as quickly as possible at any moment. That was they had quite a frisky relationship, apparently.
But I guess you're a guy and you're not going to remember the details of this, but
that's
wonder if...
probably pretty accurate to assume.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me
wonder
ask you. I'll answer that question since Doug's visioning them.
I know, right?
I don't know if they kissed out there or not. I don't know if that's a thing. Doug.
What's wrong with envisioning them in a closet? Newlyweds, excited about their future and present things?
I don't think Fergie and Andrew were, like, waiting for marriage.
No,
yeah,
no.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, here's the story of Jesus Barones. Lived in the U.S. since he was a toddler. He's 30 years old now. He's been staying at the Shadow Rock United Church of Christ in Phoenix since last Friday. Supposed to meet with immigration authorities to begin proceedings for his return to Mexico. But there's a problem. His father, he's got five children. His role as father is important because there is a youngster, one of his children, has leukemia, and they have no means of support. So one wonders, let's balance this. Should this family of five children and the mother become wards of the state so that you and I as taxpayers should pay for their well-being? Or does the father stay here, continue to work, and take care of his family? But he's here, supposedly, according to the government, illegally. So what's the balance here? How do we as taxpayers or how do we as human beings interpret what are we on whose side? Do we come down on ISIS's side or do we come down on what I would see in this circumstance? Each in case like this, you got to take an individual approach to it and use some common sense. So what do you ladies think of this situation and where would you like to come down?
Well,
send him away. Jennifer wants to send him back.
Well, look, I think that we have laws for a reason. I think that each case, as you mentioned, should have be given some consideration. I'm not just immediately like a Gestapo, but I do think we have laws in the country for a reason. And when you start making exceptions to all those rules, well, then you get into a whole mess of trouble because one thing leads to another.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay for his family's well-being. It's not my job. So
okay.
Let's go. I didn't invite him to come here. He came, and he had a family, and so now we're stuck with something. We're stuck either with supporting the family or following the law. And is the law not flexible? Is there, or should there be something built into the law, the interpretations of the law? I just think it's a very interesting human dilemma.
Yeah.
That's it. Crickets. It's
silence from the peanut gallery. Yeah. Victoria, Kara. I think it's a hard decision.
It's
certainly
a hard decision.
But we do have rules that need to be honored in this country. And like I said, you start making exceptions, and
I'm for making
one
an exception for him.
One right after another.
Yeah, I'm for making an exception for him.
I'm probably going to be surprising maybe in this answer. I'm going to sound like Doug on this one.
Or send them all back, maybe.
No, I think this is probably an opportunity for the better part of the private sector, whether it's a GoFundMe situation or local charities. Like I think that's kind of the answer, really.
So send him
somewhere
back
in the middle. I don't know. These are such complicated things, and there is no one blanket answer for anything, and that's probably why we're in such a mess with the immigration situation in this country, because we try to have these sort of blanket policies, and it just doesn't apply to every case.
Well, we've let it get out of hand because we've had bad leadership here, and we haven't had enough pressure. We have some people who are on it and consistent in trying to figure out how to fix it. But it's gone on and will go on. It won't make it so there's a wall there or is no wall there. These people, if they want to get in here badly enough, are going to figure out how to get in here. I mean, for heaven's sakes, all you got to do is get on a boat in Tijuana and float around and just land on the beach in San Diego and you're in. This wall thing troubles me because I think there's so many different ways around it. Do I think we ought to keep people out that we don't want here that are undesirable? Yeah, but how do you do it? Spending billions of dollars on a wall doesn't make any sense to me because they're going to figure out how to get here. Maybe it'll slow it down somewhat, but is it just a tribute to the people who think, yeah, man, we got to keep them all out? I'm for keeping everybody out, no matter where they come from, if they don't contribute. If they're here to suck off of the teat of the American public, then the hell with them. Don't let them in the first place. But let's be discerning about it. And we've got these people dropping babies everywhere, and they become American citizens. So there's a fine line here someplace. This guy's here. Did he do it purposely so that he would have his children here so they'd be American citizens? And now that one of them's sick and they are in danger of being a war to the state, should he stick around? He was going to be deported last Friday, and they said at ICE, no, wait a minute. Let's look at this, and maybe he should stay. So he's held up in a church someplace in Phoenix, and the battle sort of goes on. But it's really...
Well, I agree with you on the what do they call it, birth tourism or something? There's like a term for it.
Chinese do it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Russians
God.
Russians do it, Well, the Russians in Miami are really creating a whole industry.
Miami, come to Los Angeles.
I know, but there's specifically... I was just reading about this a couple weeks ago, and there in Miami, there are several businesses, legitimate businesses that are set up where these Russian girls are coming over here. They have everything already set up for them. It's like basically checking into a resort.
Yeah.
So the kid is an
American.
Tourist.
Yeah.
And it's what they're doing with the Asian, a lot of Asian countries are doing that right
they
here.
They have tourism.
Right.
Come to America and have your baby.
Yeah, it's basically a fun vacation. They go somewhere. You notice they're not coming to the Northeast where it's cold and, you know, wintry.
Right.
They're going on
California.
I'm sure. Yeah. They're going to Disneyland. They're doing all of this until they can't travel anymore. And
so,
then they're having babies.
So to me, and I know like the wall is a very debatable topic, but why isn't this kind of stuff like number in the top five of
because
lists
people
of immigration
come in with
problems?
Money. These people come in with money, and typically the system doesn't have to take care of them. And that's really, if you want reality and the true answer, it's that the people that walk across the border or get smuggled in are going to be on the system for forever, and their families are going to be on the system forever. The people that have the money to come to these hotels are not as much of a concern because they typically integrate and become part of the system.
And that's the Russians, man.
And that's really
the
truth.
Here, and oh my God, the Russians.
I don't know if anybody will tell you, but that's the truth.
Yeah. Yep. And the
so
Russians.
Just, so that's so. I guess that's not really the issue then of having increasing the population and having people come over here and have
the
babies.
The issue is not necessarily the population. The issue is the fact that when people come here, they expect to be taken care of, and they fall in as part of the welfare system. The number of people that come here in poverty. I just saw a survey on this not so long ago. The number of people that come here in poverty tend to stay in poverty, and generations of their family stay in poverty here, and they become part of the system, and that's what breaks. I mean, you can talk to my mom, who is as liberal as they come, who taught in the LA Unified School System for 30 years, and the schools are breaking under the pressure of having to take care of kids and families who aren't paying into the system. So I may be paying into the system. I may send my potential kids to school there one day, but you have a lot of people who are using hospitals and schools and services and never put a dime into the system. They don't contribute to it, and that's what's breaking it in places like California, where I see it every day. Things are breaking down.
You know, we all when the election took place, there were a lot of people who were concerned and liked the candidate who said he was going to cut the budget. But in reality, we borrowed more money in the last year than ever in the history of our country, and much of it is to fund things like this. Though, and so we look at, we need to spend more money for quote unquote legitimate expenses, and yet we spend more and more and more and more state tax dollars, federal tax dollars, to take care of these people who understand how to jam the system.
60% of the budget in this country goes to entitlement programs, Medicare, Medi-Cal, Social Security, programs for the poor, food stamps, welfare. That's what the money is going towards. And so we can complain that there was too much money doled out to the military or for whatever reasons that we look at in this budget that's come out. But truly, the bulk of the budget goes to these programs, and no one has a backbone to say, look, we're cutting this off. We can't sustain like this.
Mm-mm.
And the truth is, we really can't. So at some point, something's going to break and something's going to happen, and just who knows what that is and where it'll be.
All right, let's change our focus for a moment, shall we? Those of you who are in business, like Jennifer is, like I am, the perfect hire. When you're looking for somebody who has the right tools, who has the right attitude, who has the right purpose, there is a streamlined way of finding these people, no matter how big your company is. It's ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job on these hundreds of websites. There are job boards everywhere where people put up their resume, and then they match that resume with what your need is and actively notify you within 24 hours that here is the person or these are the people, and they've screened. They've done the pre-screening also for you, so you can not have to spend as much time. A lot of people spend a whole lot of time finding people, and then they still don't make the right choice. So you want to get quality candidates using ZipRecruiter? Pretty easy to do. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and get the right combination, the right fix, if you will, for your job problem. You got a problem, they'll fix it. Use it free. ZipRecruiter, use it free by using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever.
maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doctor in the house, and it's a good thing he knows what he's talking about. I can tell you firsthand experience with Dr. Jack Stockwell is that he and his wife know what they're talking about, so it's good to have him here to represent their thinking. Matter of fact, Jack got a story about what happened in his clinic with somebody who hasn't been able to speak for a couple of days. Tell us that story, Jack, will you?
Well, there was a 15-year-old boy. I've taken care of him in the past for migraines. He was involved with soccer and started getting migraines as a result of the soccer. And I hadn't seen him for some time, and his mother brought him in about a week ago and said, and he's just sitting there making guttural sounds. No matter what he tries to do to vocalize correctly, it just, he cannot get a word out of his mouth. Well, he woke up like that, and his mother, of course, panics and runs him off to the ER. The ER checks him out, and they can't find anything. They want to do a brain scan, and she doesn't want to do that. So she brings him over to the clinic, and since I'd worked on him before, I knew what the kind of problem was and what I needed to do to fix the migraine, and he seemed to be in the same migraine pattern he was in before without any pain. So I worked on him a little bit and cleared him out, what I refer to as being neurologically clear. In fact, what I mean by that is that there's no nerve interference left. He is exhibiting nerve balance inside of his body between the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems. The stuff that speeds you up, the stuff that slows you down, can get out of control sometimes. So I took care of him from that approach, and of course he's still making guttural sounds, and I tell the mother, listen, if this is based on something wrong with some spine problem in his neck, where nerves from the neck will control a lot to do with the speech, then this should help. And I didn't hear anything, and I forgot to call. I usually call on a follow-up, and I didn't. And they came in yesterday. And the guy's just about singing the song. He's so happy. And she said, you know, just very shortly after we left the office, there he was speaking and talking once again. Now, I bring this story up to show that not everything is a drug problem or a surgery problem. A lot of it is just simply a nerve interference problem, which is one reason why chiropractic continues to grow and grow. There's almost 70,000 chiropractors in America today. And as there are more and more, you know, it's kind of bad-mouthed and downplayed by the medical world because it's the number one competition in this country to medicine. And because it's drug-free and hopefully will remain that way, because there are some states out there right now that have bills before their legislature to give Class 2 pain drugs to chiropractors to distribute, which scares me because that would be the end of chiropractic. It would just be another 70,000 drug pushers.
Well, but there's an interesting sidelight to that. The movie that's out now, 1517 to Paris, about those soldiers that took out the terrorists on the train.
I haven't seen that.
One of the preface, it's not a great movie. It's very slow, and there's a lot of stuff in it that is cumbersome to deal with. But under the circumstances, I found that one of the, in terms of what you're talking about here, there's a scene where the youngsters who are a problem in school, the person in the school tells the mothers that there are a lot of good drugs to take for calming their children down. And, of course, hearing that, that's anathema. I sort of chortled out loud in the theater listening to that crap. And you're right, the drug pushers have even inculcated the hierarchy of the education system to convince people that they need to do this sort of thing.
So it's everywhere.
Spend 30 seconds telling people what you actually do. What is it, for people who don't know what a NUCA chiropractor is, do you do?
You can get more information about it at NUCA, N-U-C-C-A, which stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, meaning we only deal with the top bone in the spine because it's the only freely movable bone in the spine because it's not attached with a disc. And at NUCA.org, N-U-C-C-A.org, and I need x-rays. X-rays tell me what the problem is because I haven't any idea what to do without the film. But once I have the film, it's like a key in a lock, and I make a correction to the top of the spine based on that x-ray image. And then I'll tell you, 17,000 patients I've seen in 22 years, 17,000 now. And it's 95-96% effective for what you're looking for.
Well, when I was in there last week, you were correcting me, and I get up off of the table, and I had a blood rush. It was a...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've had that on occasion with an adjustment where obviously some channel is opened up in the flow of blood to your brain, and that was the circumstance here. It was really, I guess I would say, exciting to have it happen, but you'd first think, oh, wow, what's going on in my brain that I'm not getting that much blood? And when it opens up, wow, how much better is my brain going to be? So, something to think about. Jack Stockwell, check out his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, 59 past the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest-priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.